Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's be glad and rejoice in it. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together with Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. When it was nearly already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. But his disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for it was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, but they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore for 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them. In like manner, the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. We may ask how the disciples could not recognize Jesus at once. I think the risen Lord has a special frequency. But John, the one Jesus loved much, he recognized him. He told Peter, "It's him, it's the Lord." Well, at many times we can recognize the Lord in many different ways. It's not no matter sooner or later, important is that we come to the Lord. And Peter come to the Lord after he heard this news. It's a joy to be with Jesus. Everything is fruitful, beautiful. But at times we do believe that he is in us. Sometimes give a message through some of our friends or through some episode of life. Whatever, if your heart is open, his voice is there. He never left us alone. Before, when he asked the disciples to go preach the gospel, he said, "I will be with you until the end of the world." So even today, no matter where we are, Jesus is there. Once Holy Paul II says to the young people, "You are the tabernacle." That means to say, after we receive Jesus, we receive him in our heart, and no matter where we go, we keep Jesus in us, like the tabernacle. Just believe God is with us, no matter where we go. When we leave the word, the will of God, and we live with love, openness, with charity, there's always a presence of Jesus. We are his disciples. No matter where we go, we spread good news, not ours, but his, through our love, through mutual love.